Our scripture reading is from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us.
As I was busy studying in my study this past week, yeah, I almost pulled it off, didn't I? I came across one line that moved me by a Dr. Reinhardt. Dr. Reinhardt is a world-famous author. He is a college professor and ex-CIA agent. Listen to this. Sorrow in your life just creates room for more joy. Wow. Okay, not all of that is true. I wasn't studying. Well, I was studying, but not when this came to me. I was watching television. Dr. Reinhardt is a character on a TV drama that I particularly like called Instinct. Sometimes the truth comes at us, if we will but pay attention, from directions that we are not looking for. Lesson. Pay attention. Always prepare to be inspired. Inspiration can come to us, can come to you and me, and from the most mundane activities and from the most unexpected sources. Lesson. Sorrow and suffering are universal. From time to time, misery will be our companion. No one is exempt. No one is exempt. Jesus, the very bringer and model of our faith, cried out, remember, lama sabachthani. Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? My God. Paul gives us a roadmap to misery's upside in his letter to Rome. Rome was the center of the known religious and cultural and political and military universe in Paul's day. And he wrote this, Romans, and I highly recommend it. It is Paul's magnum opus. He took all of his theology and he crammed it into one letter and sent it to the church in Rome. And the passage that Gina read is a part of that. Suffering produces endurance. This is one of my two favorite passages. The other is that Isaiah passage. Remember, those who wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will fly like on eagle's wings. Well played, by the way. They will run and not be weary. And they will walk and not faint. There are times that we do fly on eagle's wings. There are those heights of our existence when perhaps a new thought has come to us, a new relationship has come in to us. Whatever it is, we feel, what's that old song? I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. If you're looking nostalgic, you're older than I thought you were. There are times like that, aren't there? There are times when we can run and not be weary. In my younger days, I was sort of an athlete. The emphasis on the sort of. And I had the chance to train with a miler from Oregon, and I ran with him. And as I was running as hard as I could possibly go, he was running beside me, giving me lessons. Wayne, pick up your knees, like this. And I was going as fast as my 32-year-old legs would carry me, which was pretty okay, medium fast. And he just took off. There are times like that when we can run and not be weary, where we've got life under control. It's not the highest of highs, but it's certainly not the lowest of lows. And we go through each day doing our business in the best way we know how. There are times like that. And then there are times when the only thing that we can hope for is to be able to walk and not faint. God, are you real sure that's a promise? What kind of good news is that? Sometimes that's the only good news we have, isn't it? That we can put one foot in front of the other. So the very suffering that we endure can produce endurance to accomplish that. And what happens then? Well, endurance produces character. When you read of men and women in history who have made a difference, they all tend to have one thing in common. They have suffered greatly. Some of the best prose I have ever read was written by Helen Keller. Think, if you can, for a moment about experiencing the world without sight, without hearing. Abraham Lincoln suffered depression mightily, off and on throughout his life. They had great lessons to teach and great obstacles to overcome. And the suffering in their life, I cannot help but believe, provided them with the insight to accomplish what they did. Character is not instilled in spite of obstacles overcome. Sometimes character is instilled because of obstacles overcome. And character produces hope. The source of our hope is both external and internal, is it not? It really is, if we think about it. Our hope comes from a loving God who has called us. You haven't experienced God's call? Well, yes, you have. You're right here. Our hope also comes from our own character that has enabled us to respond to the call of God. And then he says, hope does not disappoint us. Hope doesn't disappoint us. Perhaps having false hopes, you can be disappointed in that. But hope does not disappoint us. God's love is the source of everything. Think about it. The creation is an act of the overflow of God's love. When we talk about the billions and billions of stars in the galaxies and the billions of galaxies in the universe, and now they're telling us that there may be other universes. Universes may be layered one on top of the other. There's another universe right here. I don't understand that. But if it is right here, God's love created it. God's love is the source of everything. This week, we have been reminded of just how fragile a human's hold on hope can be. We've been reminded how powerful misery, depression, and despair can be. Someone asked me, how could God possibly allow that to happen? How can God possibly allow terrible things to happen to children? How can God allow a creative, vibrant human being to become so inwardly focused and depressed that he or she would take his own life? What kind of God allows that to happen? And I would remind you that God gave us this awful, wonderful gift called free will. You know, if we, as we go back and read the story of the garden, there was a point that God could have put it all to a stop. In fact, later in those early stories, God rethinks the whole thing and sends a flood. And then rethinks it again and sends the dove with an olive branch. I think those are humanity's attempts at understanding how could God, who is the source of love and the source of everything, possibly allow the kind of cantankerousness that we human beings are capable of. Free will. And I think I could ask everyone in this room, you have your choice right now to be completely taken care of, but you would lose every aspect of your free will, that which makes you you. No one would do that. We have been created wonderfully, but it's a little bit scary. Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain seemingly had it all. Kate Spade, a wonderfully creative designer. I remember when her purses first came out and seeing them, they were displayed very simply. Forgive me, I'm an old merchandiser from a department store chain of 40 years ago. So if I wax a little crazy here, it's because those are my old retailing genes kicking in. But she had such creativity. And it's like, why didn't somebody do that before? And she had this business and she grew it from just, there were, I think, three different purse designs in different colors to this wonderful, wonderful company that she and her husband had built. How could you possibly become so in despair? Anthony Bourdain. John Berman, one of his friends, I think put it the way a lot of people felt. I wanted to be Anthony Bourdain, he said. Travel the world. Exciting people. Have a noodle lunch with the president in an Asian cafe. They seemingly had it all. Success, admiration, exciting lifestyles, and yet they both succumbed somehow to the power of despair and hopelessness. We've learned some shocking facts in the aftermath. The suicide rate in the United States, we are told, is up 25% in the past 20 years. The only state, there's a macabre humor here. The only state that its suicide rate has gone down is Nevada. The only state in 50 whose suicide rate has gone down in the last 20 years is Nevada. The state whose suicide rate went up the highest, it expanded 54%, and that's North Dakota. The professionals are calling this trend deaths by despair. And that includes the suicide rate, the death from alcoholism and other addictions and overdoses as a result of that. The most popular course at Yale right now is they're offering a course in happiness. I should have taken that instead of calculus. My guess is that most of you here today have been personally touched by suicide or attempted suicide or someone on the edge of it very personally. My guess is most of us have. I know that we have. What can we do? What can we do? Phillips Brooks was right. I may quote him every week until I retire again. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a tough battle. I saw a young man in McDonald's this week, and he had on a T-shirt, and I won't tell you what it said, but it caused me to ask him. He sat down across from me in McDonald's. If you want to find me 3 or 4 days a week at lunch, you can find me at the Walmart on 336 in McDonald's. They no longer ask what I want for lunch. They just go like that, and I get my salad. And this young man sat beside me, and I said, what does that church refer to? And it refers to his church. And then he got up to go get his meal, and it wasn't right. And he chewed out the young lady who was serving. And he came back, and he sat down. I couldn't help myself. I said, do you think it might have helped her had you been kind? And then he went off on it again. He had a deep faith that was judgmental. And he couldn't stand being what he thought was affronted or made light of by someone who's selling hamburgers. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Are you struggling with depression? Reach out for help. Your depression will tell you not to. You know I'm a pro when I say this, right? Okay, just so long as we understand that. Your depression will tell you to close the doors, to shut off the lights, to become solitary. Your depression will tell you to do that. Nobody wants to fiddle with my depression. It's easier to keep it to myself. Are you struggling with depression right now? Reach out for help. Do you know someone who is struggling with depression right now? Reach out to help. The antidote for despair is love. The antidote for fear is love. The antidote for meaninglessness is love. The antidote for hopelessness is love. Do you detect a pattern here? Jesus told his followers, "They will know you are my disciples if you have for one another." Amen.